This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And welcome back. We've got another hour together. If you want to message the show, the text line is 800-905-0989. Good morning again, Lee Rogers.
Good morning, Ryan.
Got a pop quiz for you.
Okay.
You have four grandparents. Okay? You have great-grandparents. I guess that would be eight in that case.
Okay.
Do you know how many of your great-grandparents' names do you know?
Okay. The great-grandparents, well, I was named after my great-grandfather, so on my father's side, so there's
okay,
one.
So you know one? And I know one, too.
Great-grandparents, I'd have to think about that for a few minutes. Because you got to remember, I'm an old guy. It's been a long time.
Right. Okay, now you have four grandparents. How many of your grandparents' names do you know?
Well, I know all of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And your parents' names, you know them?
Yes, well, yeah.
Okay, that's good. So there was a new survey that came out, a study. It's one-third of Americans are not able to name all of their grandparents, according to Ancestry.com.
Wow.
That's a third. 33% cannot name all four of their grandparents. Does that surprise you?
Sort of, when you consider the fractured state of matrimony in this country and, you know, how many divorced folks there are and, you know, the children may not have grown up with grandparents like I did because, I mean, my grandparents on both sides were heavily involved. I spent a lot of time with them because both my parents were working. And so, you know, we always were – and plus they all lived close by, you know, within the same county, yeah. So –
Well, I started by asking great-grandparents because I think a lot of people listening here, a majority would know their grandparents' names.
Right.
Great-grandparents. I'm going to relate that to us. If you wanted to look at it and say, our great-grandchildren will have no idea who we are, is that kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's sobering.
Yeah.
And how that we're talking about our own family, our great-grandchildren, and people listening right here, your great-grandchildren will have no idea who you are. Isn't that strange to think in some ways?
That's a little sad.
Yeah, because if we just take ourselves as the sample size, we don't know all our great-grandparents.
Yeah.
So our great-grandkids, they'll have no idea who we are.
Yeah.
It's over. And we're talking just a couple of generations. We're forgotten.
Well, let's hope not. Let's hope that because of the advent of video recording and, you know, stuff that can be stored on hard drives and you know little USB devices and things, that they'll have a greater opportunity to actually see and hear from us as opposed to just simply being stories, you know, told down the years from other relatives.
They're going to watch those videos and pictures to make fun of us. The only reason they'll ever look at them.
Yeah, I know.
Like, look how lame they were.
Yeah.
Let's look back. You know, like, I wonder if they dreamt in black and white, those people. All right, there was a story I covered up here in Michigan that I've been thinking about a lot. It is an unbelievable survival story that once in a while you get to talk to people that have been through some pretty traumatic things.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell you this guy's story because it's so unbelievable that if I wouldn't have talked to him one-on-one, I think we had like a 20-minute conversation, I would have said, wow, some of this stuff just does not make sense. A man from Florida flew back to Michigan for a family reunion. He said it's been about 20 years since he was there. He's 39 years old, so he was a teenager the last time he was there. But family reunion time, it was good to see all the cousins. It was good to see everyone else. They're on a big family property out in the middle of nowhere in northern Michigan. And he remembered his uncle, when he was young, used to take him to this tire swing where they would jump into the lake.
Yeah.
So he said it was awesome. He's like, okay, I got kids now. I would like for them to experience this. Do you know what? I wonder if that tire swing is still there. So he goes off by himself to this remote area that is on, I think it's a public forest area, but the tire swing's still there and he can't believe it. Starts swinging on the tire swing and he said, you know what? I'm just going to jump into the lake. So he's swinging, launches into the lake. The difference is now that the water is shallow, yeah. And when he was a kid, it was not.
Yeah.
He hits the shallow water, falls immediately to the bottom. Now, again, his head's over water, so it's not like he's going to drown. But he looks over, and his detached foot is floating next to him.
Oh, my gosh.
He hit so hard, his foot amputated off. It said it was his foot with his sandal still attached to it,
boy.
Floating next to him. He tried to get up. His other leg was broken, too.
Mm.
So now he's bleeding in the middle of nowhere, away from his family who doesn't know where he's at and can't move.
Mm.
And he's thinking to himself, this is the end. He said he's a Christian. So he started yelling the F word. And the reason he did that was if anyone heard him, like his family members from far away, they would realize he's not joking around. Like if they hear that, they know there's something wrong. So he said, out of survival, the necessity to live, I started yelling the F word. Family doesn't hear him. He said 3 minutes into being stuck into this lake, a pontoon boat floats by and a guy sees him and he's yelling and he's trying to get this guy's attention. The pontoon boat happens to be a military veteran that is trained for trauma situations like this.
Well, there you go.
He was at the right place at the mm-hmm. right time. He gets out. The guy was out there with his wife. So he's like, hurry, go get some sticks. And we got to get an old shirt, and he's applying tourniquet, and he's doing everything he needs to save this guy's mm-hmm. life. The wife calls 911 to get the GPS location of where they are. Yeah. It's in the middle of nowhere, so it's hard for the rescue people to get there.
Oh, yeah.
They got to pick him up and get him into the ambulance, which is far away when it comes to the road. The guy that came to his rescue said, I wasn't going to go out on the water today. Something told me to do it. Mm-hmm. He's like, me and the wife, we had no plans, but it was a last second thing. Like, we were just like, okay, let's just do it. He said, if it wasn't for that person being there at the right time with that specific training, mm-hmm. he would have died there in that.
Yeah.
He would have died. So being in the middle of nowhere, it was a 45-minute drive to the nearest hospital. He gets to the hospital and he's got his amputated detached foot with him, and he says, doc, can you put it back on? The doctor said, no, not a chance. He's like, there's no way this is going back on. He's like, just try it. I mean, you got to do something. If it doesn't work, then it's over, but just try it. And the doc's like, all right, fine, I'll try it. Goes under, gets the surgery, wakes up, and the doc says, you're not going to believe it, I got the foot reattached.
Wow.
So this happened on July 1st. And he said it's so bad because he broke both legs.
Yeah.
He can't move at all.
Right.
He's he's off his feet for a long piece. He said the hope is, because of his age, through the different therapy, that he can walk on his own for the first time by the new year. That's his goal.
Yeah.
But until then, his wife's got to do everything for him. He's like fully disabled.
Oh, yeah.
And he's happy to be alive. He said it was divine intervention.
Absolutely.
God sent that person to him.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I fully believe that. I don't see any other explanation for that. It's not coincidences.
And he said on the bright side, he's going to finish his therapy once he's discharged from the hospital up there. So he has to fly back to Florida. And he said it'll be the first time I'll ever fly first class because that's the only way I'll be able to get into a seat for my disability.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't know. how about finding stories like that and talking to victims that give you those type of stories? Isn't that something? That's only something you see in news in some cases.
Yeah, exactly.
What a story.
Yeah. He's very lucky that the good Lord was looking out for him in that. I mean, it's bad circumstances, but, got him through.
How else can it be?
Yeah.
Like, you look at everything that had to fall into place for that to save the guy's life, and it did. And he gets to keep his foot. How is that not divine intervention, honestly?
Well, I don't see how there could be any other explanation. I'm sorry. I'm sure there will be those who will disagree, but that's okay. That's on you.
You know, I asked him, I said, my wife would have, if I would have survived that, she would have been happy at first, but then she would have killed me because they got two young ones, a 4 and a 2-year-old. And I said, my wife would have said, you're leaving me to take care of the kids for the next 6 months while you sit and relax in a bed recovering.
Yeah.
She would have ended me. She would have said, I'm glad you survived so I can kill you.
Exactly right. Yes. The recovery may be worse than the injury, huh?
I know. Oh, man. And I told him, too, I said, you know, your kids aren't going to understand. You're not going to be able to get up, and they're still going to ask you for snacks and things like that. Dad, can you go get me a snack? Just like every kid does.
No. Well, maybe his grandchildren will remember his name and what happened.
What a story. Like, you're going to be able to bring that up. Hey, let me show you something. This foot had to be reattached to me. Gather around, children, as I tell you a tale.
That's right. Ask Grandpa about his scar.
Ask Grandpa about his scar. Oh, this little thing. There I was on a tire swing in the middle of nowhere. Tire swing? What's that? Like these kids today, they're thinking, does it have Wi-Fi? No, the tire swing does not have Wi-Fi. Lee Rogers, I have the best time talking to you. Thank you for making this morning so enjoyable.
Thank you, sir. Always look forward to it myself.
So this hour, like I mentioned, we do have Daniel Greenfield joining us. He's the CEO at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. And he wrote an article that said the Jeffrey Epstein story begins and ends with the Clintons. It's an interesting take to all of this. So we're going to talk to him in about 15 minutes from now. Also want to talk about the Colbert situation and what's going on and all the Democrats that are having a hard time accepting the idea that a losing show that is losing a ton of money, hemorrhaging money, is not going to be a charity case for CBS. So we'll talk about that coming up, too. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. Don't go anywhere. On News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
One person texted in, based on that story I just told, Lee Rogers, said, not to mention, if it had not had a foam rubber sandal attached, the guy's foot probably would not have floated to the surface and would have been lost. Well, it was so shallow that I don't know if that's the case. I think you'd still be able to find it, but I think that could be another part of the story. I could be. I'm sure there's other parts that just make sense. One person said, cane sugar came out of Coke in other U.S. foods because of JFK's 1961 Cuban sugar ban against Fidel Castro. One person said, haha, big discussion on sugar in your diet, and the first commercial that comes up, ice cream. Oh, yeah, I guess that's a good point. I wanted to get to the CBS story and the Late Show canceling Stephen Colbert's show, canceling it and saying it's a financial decision. So you heard there with Fox News, some of the Democratic critics said that it's because he criticized Donald Trump this week and his parent company for paying out Donald Trump. So they're canceling the show. I would give a counterpoint to all of this. The counterpoint is, I think he staffs more than 200 people. They pay him $15 million to have less of an audience than Greg Gutfeld has on a bad night on Fox News. Greg Gutfeld has like a dozen people working on his show, non-union, by the way. And they do a better job, and it's more entertaining, and more people watch. And then you have him with all the endless amount of writers bringing on surrogates for the Democrat Party, spouting their Democratic viewpoints, and the only purpose for them being there is to spout those Democratic viewpoints. So I can understand why the Democrat Party is a little bit upset, because they're losing one of their venues to send their surrogates. And if it wasn't the person themselves directly, the politician, whoever it may be on the show to spout those things, it's certainly people like Chuck Schumer or some of the other leading Democrats that are sending their talking points to these entertainers so they can be on brand and still present the same message when they don't have a guest on the show. We saw this very much during the Barack Obama years. They were caught red-handed multiple times where people were reading the same script. And then people started picking up. That's strange. People are saying exactly the same thing on social media. What's up with that? And one celebrity pointed out, well, we were given these talking points from the Barack Obama administration, and we were told to share this message on our social media, so I just copied and pasted the copy they gave me. And it was so strange because the same things they were saying, the late night entertainers were saying during their monologues, and it made you wonder, are they taking the same cues from the Democratic Party? Is there any separation there? And if you are a true comedian, or at least someone that is genuine in their approach to topics, then how independent can you be in your thought pattern if you're taking direct bulletin points and regurgitating them and then putting up an applause sign to your audience to make it sound like you said something funny? I think the big thing is CBS is just tired of losing money. They're paying Colbert way too much money. And same thing with CNN. CNN, they historically pay their anchors way too much money for a small audience. And that's why you saw some of them get let go, Don Lemon being one of them. They were just, their asking price for a small audience was just way too high. And then eventually at some point, the companies say it's not worth losing money over this anymore. And it's unfortunate because now you have all these TV affiliates for CBS that are going to have a late night spot to fill when normally they would have something there. So I guess you're going to find reruns of Steve Harvey playing Family Feud and things like that at night. I don't know if they're going to bring up some of the daytime talk shows and put it back up. TMZ is popular during the day. There's some of these other type of entertainment shows that I think will get a reboot. But let me point this out, and this is a point that was made on CNN last night, and that Scott Jennings bring up exactly the same point I was bringing up there. They're just upset because they're losing a venue to send Democratic surrogates. Here we go. Let's play this here.
Two initial reactions to this. Number one, what on earth is Congress doing wasting their time on this?
Amen.
CBS is a private industry. If they want to give AOC the show, God bless them. If they want to go Fox News, God bless them. They're private. That's
right.
First Amendment. Congress, if Democrats, if Elizabeth Warren, they go down this road, wait, what an utter waste.
You don't know why they're mad about it? Well, who was even on the show tonight? Adam Schiff. These shows, Colbert and the rest of them, have become nothing but anti-Trump fever swap
form
with them guests every single night.
He's right. He's 100% right. It's just another venue that they're going to lose that had some eyeballs to it. So it's a shame you had someone, you take the Letterman spot and all the big fights in the 1990s of who's the best, Letterman, Leno, things like that, the late night wars, now have just been basically denigrated down to who can make the most Trump jokes. All right, coming up after the break, we're going to talk to Daniel Greenfield. He's the CEO of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and he wrote an article called The Jeffrey Epstein Story Begins and Ends with the Clintons. Very interesting take on this. We're going to let him explain after the break. I'm Ryan Recker. Fill it in for Tara on News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Welcome back. Joining us now is the CEO of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, also an author. You can find his work at danielgreenfield.org. Daniel Greenfield, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you have your latest article called Who Really Backed Epstein? That's the question I think a lot of people want to come to a conclusion. Of course, they want to know who perhaps were part of the trafficking, who were benefiting from Epstein's island. Maybe benefiting is not the right word, but who were partaking in it, maybe. But really, the question is maybe who was backing it, because there's a lot of theories behind that. Let's talk about this article. Who do you think really backed Epstein?
Well, Epstein got extraordinary levels of protection. When he was first arrested, tried in 2008, it was in Florida under a Democrat prosecutor, the same one who'd gone after Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh, but gave Epstein a sweetheart deal. He was able to be in a private wing of the stockade with doors, cell doors that did not lock, and a work release program that allowed him to work from his beachfront home. This continued after he was out of prison. The Manhattan DA's office, Cyrus Vance Jr., a former member, his father was a member of the Carter administration, who aggressively went after Trump, but decided to lower Epstein's status as a sex offender over recommendations at the time. And New Mexico, Epstein signed up as a sex offender. 2 days later, the state decides to take him off the sex offender registry. And that state was run by Governor Bill Richardson, a former Clinton administration member. So it's pretty clear that the Democrats were protecting him, that some of the same career Democrat prosecutors who went after conservatives and Republicans also gave Epstein a pass.
Why do you think they're pushing so hard for it now? They didn't push for it then. They didn't push for it during Joe Biden's time when they could have. Why are they pushing so hard for it now? Is it just a big ruse, a smokescreen?
It's pretty clear, because the first time the Democrats began talking about Epstein was after Hillary Clinton lost the election. While the Clintons were any kind of power players, they would not talk about Epstein. Then Hillary Clinton loses. The Trump administration in his first term nominates Alex Acosta as a federal prosecutor. Suddenly they start talking about Epstein. The Epstein case explodes. Now the same thing happened all over again, because people in the Trump administration came out and said, we have no further evidence involving people tied to Epstein. We don't have a client list. We don't have anything like that. And of course, the Democrats right away now start saying, great, yes, now we want to see the papers. No, a year ago, they didn't want to see the papers. Now they suddenly want to see the papers after they've been told that there are no papers.
Isn't that interesting? So this is what I've seen, a trend when it comes to Epstein, a targeting of Donald Trump and trying to force the hand where it's there's nothing. So I used to read a lot of the different depositions, testimonies, some of the transcripts that came out. And what I saw was that the person that was asking the questions of the victims always tried to insert Donald Trump into it, even though the victims never brought him up. They would say something along the lines of, so when did you see Donald Trump there? And they would say, we never saw Donald Trump there. But you've seen Donald Trump, right? No, we've never seen Donald Trump. But you've heard of Donald Trump being there, right? No, we never heard of Donald Trump. That's kind of the way the transcripts would read out. How often do they try to insert Donald Trump into things like this to just try their best to make him the center of it?
It's absolutely cynical. And it's also itself a cover-up, because Trump ended whatever relationship he had, whatever association he had with Epstein over 20 years ago in 2004. Meanwhile, you had people who were top Democrat donors like Bill Gates, donated $50 million to the Kamala campaign, who kept on meeting with Epstein very recently. It actually broke up his marriage. We have the Clintons, who are closely tied to Epstein. Epstein claimed that he co-created the Clinton Foundation for them. And yet there was absolutely no conversation about that. And the real question is, who protected Epstein? Well, even if you think the worst about Donald Trump, he was not actually in office. He was not any kind of elected official until the last days of Epstein. Meanwhile, it was Democrats tied to the Clintons who repeatedly protected Epstein. And why were they doing that? And that's a question nobody in the media seems to want to ask. They want to dig into things that happened over 20 years ago. They don't want to talk about what happened during the Clinton administration, or they don't want to talk about the things that happened when Hillary Clinton was running for president.
Part of this, and you can go to danielgreenfield.org. It's his most recent post on there. He's the CEO at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. It says, former DA Cyrus Vance Jr., the son of Jimmy Carter's Secretary of State, had also protected Harvey Weinstein, but targeted Trump. Palm Beach prosecutor Barry Krischer had gone after Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter while giving Epstein a pass. And you mentioned that before, him going after Limbaugh and Coulter. Can you explain that a little bit further? What were they going after Limbaugh and Coulter for? And how did they end up giving a pass to Epstein?
Well, Rush Limbaugh had some painful surgery. He was taking painkillers, and he got some. He became addicted to them briefly for a while. I think people remember the story. And sure. He got some that were off-label or whatever. And, you know, generally people get a pass on this, especially older patients who have actual pain difficulties. You go after the doctors. You don't go after the patients. Barry Kushner made a point of going after Limbaugh. He went after Coulter for voting in the inappropriate place. And again, these were things that normally would not be major cases. He went after them, of course, because he was a partisan Democrat. At the same time, he gave Epstein a ridiculously sweetheart deal, one that, again, allowed him to be in a prison with cell doors that did not lock, that allowed him to maintain an office, hire Palm Beach sheriff's deputies as his security. He was actually paying the sheriff's deputies who were supposed to be now guarding him. They called him their client. He maintained an office, and there were underage girls going in and out there. And the locks, the visitor locks for Epstein's office were deleted in a regularly scheduled purge. So this was ridiculously corrupt. It's the kind of thing that makes people's eyebrows shoot way up. It's really obvious that this was a corrupt, abusive, and that there was a network protecting Epstein.
Mm. Okay, so he's gone. Dead. Jeffrey Epstein. No one to protect left. So who are they protecting then?
They're definitely protecting some of the people who are actually connected to Epstein. The Clintons are obviously not the players that they used to be, but still there's people who were associates of the Clintons who are no doubt involved. Some of those people are still probably active in politics, but they're less protective than they used to be because now it doesn't really matter. They can use it against President Trump. They don't have to worry so much that it's going to inhibit the career of a presidential candidate or of a president. So they're talking about it because they know that there's really nothing that's going to hurt them now.
Mm. Well, I know that there has been some documents that have been released. Like I said, I read some transcripts of depositions. What about this grand jury transcript? Do you think we'll learn anything new from that? Is there anything in there that you'd be interested in finding out?
Again, all these documents are basically going to consist of accusations made by some of the victims or the alleged victims, some of which are going to be true, some of which may not be, but we don't have the materials that people are really looking for, hoping for, Epstein's own client list, or any kind of photo or video documentation of it. And that's what people were expecting. That's why they're really disappointed and upset that it's not out there. You know, we've had accusations from victims for quite a while. If they release the transcripts, we'll have some more, but it's not really going to be the definitive stuff that people want.
I think it's realistic to think there is a client list, an Epstein client list, right? I mean, for them to say it doesn't exist, I mean, I feel like every drug dealer has a list of people they'd supply to. I feel like this would be no different.
I think there probably was one. I think it was unrealistic to expect that kind of thing to survive in the custody of the FBI or during 4 years of the Biden administration, never mind the era before that. The way the Hillary Clinton investigation concluded was the FBI went ahead and they took all the hard drives and they wiped them. You know, if the Hunter Biden laptops had been only in the custody of the FBI, nobody had copies of it, that would have been wiped too. So I think there probably was such a list. I think the FBI had it. I think there was no way that it was going to survive until the Trump administration.
Oh, wow. You know what? That's an interesting point. Given the reputation of the FBI, it is just such a disgraced organization. But I think the idea was we're going to turn it around. You get someone like Dan Bongino or people that you might have a little bit of recognition of some trustworthiness behind it, and Kash Patel, rather, I should say. And that would gain some of the trust back from the public. Have you gained any trust back to the FBI?
No, but I don't think it's realistic to trust the FBI because the FBI is still the FBI. You change different leadership, but the rank and file are many of the same people, and some of them are good, some of them are bad. The problem is that a lot of the D.C. people, and we're dealing with D.C. people, are politicians. You know, local FBI is one thing. Anybody who works in D.C. tends to be involved in politics, and if you're involved in politics, then you're also involved in helping politicians, and sometimes you help politicians by covering up their crimes.
So what if, just going back to, and this is a really fascinating angle to it, the FBI may have destroyed some key pieces of evidence, much like they have in the past. What if that's the next thing that comes out? I mean, what if Donald Trump or Kash Patel or Dan Bongino or something say they have evidence that these documents were destroyed. Do you think this needs to go deeper? Do you think this needs to be a full indictment of an organization like the FBI, who may be implicated in destroying some very crucial pieces of documents?
One of the things that really strikes a chord for me with that is Sandy Berger, who was Bill Clinton's national security advisor. And after 9/11, there were questions about why Bill Clinton did not do anything about Osama bin Laden, why he actually refused to take him out. And Sandy Berger goes to the National Archives, and he starts taking these documents and stuffing them into his underwear in the socks, and he gets caught doing it. He gets a little slap on the wrist. And this is just... exemplifies how they do things. So, you know, if these guys actually walk out of there and they get caught walking out of there with documents in their socks, maybe we'll find out something. If there were digital files that were just deleted and there's no way to actually demonstrate anything, we may not get anything there either.
Yeah. Well, they got Maxwell in prison. Why won't they let her testify, you think?
Now, I'm sure they can bring her in. I think there was talk about having her testify in Congress, but somehow I think Maxwell does not want to be found committing suicide in prison either. So I think she did not say anything during her trial. There's zero chance that she's going to say anything more in its response to a congressional subpoena.
Hmm. Well, if people wanted to find your work online, some of the things you're doing, where can they go?
They can go to frontpagemag.com. That's Front Page Magazine. It's the... It covers the journalism of the David Horowitz Freedom Center. There's some talented writers and investigative reporters there.
Right. And you're online, too. DanielGreenfield.org is where I've read your article, but I know, of course, frontpagemag.com. Daniel Greenfield, CEO of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic insights. We're going to wrap up the show coming up after the next segment here, next break. 800-905-0989. If you have any last comments for the show, I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Tara, News Talk 98.9 WORD. Got a couple of sound bites I want to play before we say goodbye. And if you wanted to reach me after the show, feel free to on Twitter at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio. Another way to do it. One person texted in, who does he think killed Epstein? And the question is a good one. And it came in right as I was wrapping up the interview. I wish I would have saw that in time, but it was right when we were saying goodbye. So his website, danielgreenfield.org, you can go find that. What he said about the FBI and destroying of evidence makes a lot of sense to me. I'm going to have to really think about that a little bit more. He brought up an idea, and one that is worthy of more research, that it may change my perspective some on these documents. So, I mean, if you're Donald Trump and you say the documents aren't there and they're just not there, then Donald Trump's not lying if the FBI destroyed those documents. If we find out that Kash Patel could come to a conclusion, there's evidence that documents were destroyed, then that can change the perspective there. And if that's the case, maybe a special prosecutor would be smart. So how about we consider that again? And I know that the president said he doesn't think there needs to be one. Maybe we reevaluate that under the idea that there may be something bigger going on here, a greater trend of the FBI forcing the hand in accidentally losing very important key documents. I'm very fascinated by that take, honestly. So I wanted to play a couple of clips for you. If you go back to the election that Donald Trump won, Hunter Biden has some thoughts of why the Democrats lost that one. I played this earlier, but I wanted to play this one more time because the same person that had a podcast also had a comparison to Democrats and Republicans I wanted to play for you when he had Tim Walz on. So here's CNN reading the transcript of one of the podcasts where Hunter Biden breaks down the election. Political analyst, I'm sure, perhaps paid by CNN for their opinions. Here's this from yesterday.
Former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Jamie Harrison, is, guess what?
Doing a podcast,
exactly. That's what everybody does. One of his first guests, one of the first three guests, I think they dropped three at the same time, was Hunter Biden, President Biden's son. We have an excerpt from Harrison's interview with Hunter that's set to drop next week. It's been released. In this excerpt, Hunter said this about why Democrats lost in November 2024. Take a listen. We lost the last election because we did not remain loyal to the leader of the party, meaning his father. That's my position. We had the advantage of incumbency. We had the advantage of an incredibly successful administration, and the Democratic Party literally melted down. So he blames those who suggested that Biden shouldn't be at the top of the ticket, and that's why Democrats lost.
Democrats lost because they abandoned Joe Biden. There's a few things. One, I didn't think Joe Biden would step down. Two, I don't know if Joe Biden knew he stepped down. I think that decision was made for him. Three, I don't think it was Mace, because he's such a stubborn guy. If it was truly up to him, he would have still been running because he thought he was the person. He was so senile in that sense. The mental decline was there. The cognitive decline was there. The physical decline was all there. The Democratic Party, they waited way too long to replace him, and I think they wanted him to come to it on his own conclusion. He didn't. They ended up wasting $1 billion in Kamala Harris. It was such a fatal flaw for that party. They're going to be paying repercussions for that forever. So you want to hear the difference between Democrats and Republicans? So the same podcast from the former DNC chair Harrison had Walls on, and they were discussing the breakdown.
In Winnie the Pooh, you know, Democrats are a donkey, but we are sure as hell are Eeyore most of the time. Yeah. It is a woe is me party, and everything is dark and dim. And the Republicans remind me of Tigger. Tigger will everything up. I mean, he will just mess it all up, but never take any ownership of it. How do we get out of being Eeyore, right?
I think it starts with having a candid, you know, conversation like we're doing right here.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me, they said, well, what would you have done different in the campaign? One, for starters, we would have won. Look, you've got to understand the things that you can control.
All right. Such losers all the way around. All right. Find me online at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. I hope you got a laugh out of that. It's always a pleasure when I get a chance to fill in for Tara. I'm Ryan Recker, News Talk 98.9 WORD. Have a great weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.